This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're a little squeamish, you might want to hunker down for this one. The question in the case was, what happens when somebody gives somebody the finger, literally? The case got started when a woman sued Applebee's, claiming she found the tip of a human finger in her salad. Applebee's claimed while it franchised a particular restaurant, all those preparing food were employees of the franchisee, so Applebee's shouldn't be sued. May, who found the fingertip, argued that since Applebee's dictated the standards for preparing food at all its restaurants, obviously the standards were deficient. Specifically, she claimed the expediter, who's the person responsible for final check of the food, should have been required to lift up the chicken salad to make sure there were no foreign objects, particularly fingers, lying under it. But the court ruled that evidence about standards was not properly introduced and dismissed Applebee's from the suit. So May can chalk it up to the fickle finger of fate. So May can chalk it up to the fickle finger of fate as for her case, to paraphrase a slogan from another fast food chain, it's not finger looking good. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.